It's Easter Monday. Welcome once again to another edition of What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and of course, a big part of our energy security here in North America, thanks to the good work being done in the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. Find out more again at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, and our thanks to the North Dakota Petroleum Council for bringing you today's edition of What's on Your Mind. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon, and the telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's on your mind today, Todd, besides the fact that you have a new name, Hopalong Todd?
Oh, if anybody has an MRI they're not using, I could use it right about now.
Do you really need an MRI? You already know what's wrong. You told me. I tore my such and such.
Well, it's a meniscus, and the question is, how do they want to handle it from here? And they can't do that diagnosis until they do an MRI, so I guess.
You got to find out how bad you tore that thing up.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, no Easter egg hunt for me. How about you? I saw you were, didn't take you long past Lent to hop right under the treats wagon there.
Of course not. Why? That's the whole idea. You know, you
going through withdrawals, were you, for the last 40 days?
Have a little sacrifice over those 40 days, and then, you know, Easter's all about, you know, plunging back in. I did try to moderate a little bit, but
okay.
I missed soda pop a lot, so I've been doing lots of that. And what else? Oh, you know, a treat here or there. Might have had a few caramel-filled chocolate bunnies, you know what I'm saying?
Just a few, huh?
And Haley, the youngest member of the Hannon family, was kind enough to spend some time in the kitchen on Saturday to whip up some carrot cake cupcakes, complete with cream cheese frosting, which would be my favorite. If I had to pick one little, bakery treat, that'd be it. So, and I've been moderating, but nonetheless, sneaking one of those every now and then. So I'm happy. Sweets are back. I did survive without them.
I noticed.
Maybe it's a good lesson. I don't know.
Yeah, you can do it.
Exactly right. Telephone numbers to tell us what's on your mind, whether it be about how your Easter fared or anything else in the news, is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let me just tell you who we'll have for guests here on the program today. We always defer to our listeners on suggested topics and guests, and we had a listener call, I believe it was from Valley City, in the middle of the debate over the Bundy Ranch standoff in Nevada, said, you got to get Tom DeWeese on from the American Policy Center and talk about property rights and how what's happening in Nevada really is tied to a bigger plan, and that's through Agenda 21, something the United Nations is pushing. So Tom DeWeese will be here at the bottom of the hour, and we'll see if we can connect those dots. And if you've not heard about Agenda 21, it is alarming. I know enough to be dangerous about Agenda 21, have been to a couple of different events where this is discussed, and what's dangerous about it is the way of thinking, quite honestly, and then you wonder how they go about trying to get it through. But anyway, we'll talk about that today with Tom DeWeese, bottom of the hour. Next hour, we're going to talk about reforming how we elect a president with something called the national popular vote. You know, right now, we elect the presidents how? Well, but by battleground states. Well, why are there battleground states? And is this how the founding fathers really envision addressing a president? There's a move afoot to have legislatures change this, which ultimately would lead to a change in the Constitution. It's happening in Minnesota right now, and it's happened in a few other states. We'll get an update from one of the senior counselors on the effort, Pat Rosensteel, coming up on the program. So all that coming up on the program. Let's get to the calls here. Barbara, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Barbara.
Hi. Well, I'm a little upset right now. I haven't watched Good Morning America for quite a while because it started going downhill, and I don't even recall the last time. Now and then I'll turn it on just to try to catch some of the scrolls at the bottom. I watched it today for almost the full 2 hours from 7:10 a.m. until 9 a.m., and they didn't have any news on Good Morning America. it's really hit rock bottom. The scrolls at the bottom get you interested and want to hear the news, and then they don't actually tell you anything about the scrolls at the bottom. The last thing that they had on, and they took the scroll of news off at the very end, they had a band called Neon Trees on. And Laura, who used to be on Antiques Roadshow as a host, who joined Good Morning America a few years ago, she interviewed them before they sang. Turns out that the lead singer for Neon Trees is 30 years old, 30. He just came out as gay, and Laura gushed over him, and she was just gushing. And he was saying, yeah, we need more gays to come out. There's a lot of musicians out there that are gay. We need them to come out. And she was agreeing with him, and of course. And then she said, or he said, one of them said that the Neon Trees new CD is coming out tomorrow called Pop Psychology. And then they sang a song called Love in the 21st Century. And listening to it, it was bubblegum. It was the kind of stuff that back in the, 70s, when I was in seventh grade, I would listen to, and it was called bubblegum. This is what they were singing.
Here's my big question for you.
It wasn't a 14-year-old band. It wasn't a 15-year-old, 16-year-old band. It was a 30-year-old gay man.
Yeah. I'm thinking I would have turned the channel much before you did there, Barbara, especially since for the first few hours you weren't getting what you liked.
I did this as a monitoring thing. This was not watching it. I was monitoring it.
Public service for the rest of us. All right. Well, okay. I've been duly warned, Barbara.
What I'm hoping is that people will call ABC and complain. Where's the news? Why aren't you carrying news? It's models, actresses, musicians. And
now, this is kind of a popular.
You know what else it is? It's ratings. That's all they're worried about. And if they can get ratings another way than doing the news, if that's what they feel is going to do the news, or do the ratings, rather, they'll gladly do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Not just them. I mean, it's everybody. It's not nearly just to single them out. But
Barbara's frustration on TV is probably not alone out there. There's a lot of things. Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate the call. Tim Newton, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good day to you, Scott. Tim Fisher up here for the Mandan Hadasta Ricara Oil and Gas Show. That's going to be exposition. Going to be going on tomorrow and Wednesday up here.
Well, Tim Fisher, of course, co-host of the Energy Matters program, so we recognize that voice. And this is going to be a neat deal in Newtown. Have they done this before, or is this a first?
This is the fourth time, fourth annual. And the reason I want to call in, Scott, is here's an opportunity for some people to get up here on the reservation and see all the changes that have been made up here. Once in a while, the reservation gets some negative news, and it's hard to find a lot of people saying the good things that are going on up here. New roads, new hotels going up. There's just a lot of great things. And Chairman Hall has done, I think, a tremendous job of trying to steer the ship up here. I mean, if they were a state, Scott, they'd be the seventh largest oil-producing state in the United States. That's how much oil and gas is produced here on the res.
That is pretty amazing. And the amount of jobs, the amount of new businesses that have started, the debt retirement. I mean, you can just go down a list of the positive attributes. It's a great model for the rest of the country. And I see a new report out suggests that the production on federal lands is declining. There is a path towards not only a reduction of debt on individual reservations, on the entire federal deficit and debt, and it's called responsible drilling on federal lands, and they prove it out every day.
Dude, imagine the hassle that they go through on a daily basis, Scott, dealing with the federal government. You know, we have to from time to time. They have to every day. And in spite of that, look what they're doing up here.
Great plug, and that's tomorrow and Wednesday, right? Both days for that?
Yeah, 8 to 5, right at the Four Bears Casino. Maybe some, when you talk about the Keystone XL pipeline, maybe some of that oil that they'll be pumping out here will eventually be flowing in it if our president backs away and gives a thumbs up on this.
Yeah, another interesting decision there. We're going to talk about that, too, when we come back. Thanks, Tim. Tim Fisher from Energy Matters, the program you hear on K-Fire and other stations around the state. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. And by the way, Friday, Good Friday, late in the day, decision to delay the Keystone XL pipeline again. What'd you make of that? Let's talk about that when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together. And North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour July 14th through 18th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's port services and train yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? And by the way, our thanks to PetroServe USA, folks who connect buck and oil fields with North Dakota corn fields and help America feel better, specializing in 100% American-made fuels. And when you hit a PetroServe USA location, you get the 4-for-4 deal. You choose a fresh-baked single-topping pizza, any two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop. 4-for-4, all four items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. You'll find them along 94, Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, a lot of locations. Wahpeton, Dilworth, Glendon, Bemidji, West East. Find a PetroServe USA location near you. 800-228-0550. So Friday, The Keystone XL pipeline is again delayed by the Obama administration. And we've talked a lot about pipelines. We've talked a lot about truck traffic here. And I want to know from our listeners, I have a question. Why do you think this is being delayed by the administration? What's going on here? What's the reason behind the reason that they are delaying this? I have numerous theories, most of which relate to politics. And, for instance, turnout in the very important November of 2014 elections. So I have a theory that's what they're, but I'm more interested in what you think. Another delay. It did not go over well with the members of North Dakota's congressional delegation. Blistering statements from Senator Hoeven, Senator Heitkamp, and Congressman Kramer about this. What do you think? Why? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right. Sid and Wahpeton, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. I've heard a little bit about changing the Electoral College and going to a popular vote. And as I understand it, the way that it's the setup with the Electoral College, so that states with lesser populations could still have an influence on presidential elections, so their votes would still count. If it went to a popular vote elections, not only wouldn't North Dakota or South Dakota count, you know, if you lived in Georgia, politicians would only have to campaign in Atlanta. You know, in Colorado, you'd only have to campaign in Denver.
One idea is, in other words, under this theory, every vote counts equally. And right now, you have a concentration just on battleground states. So, you could campaign anywhere for a vote where, if you're running for office, I think you'd want to campaign where you could more effectively, cost effectively campaign for a particular vote.
Outside of a major metro in the U.S. again.
No, but again, in the major metropolitan areas, the votes are spendy because, it costs more for television time in the major markets, whereas, the rural areas, a lot less, and the vote counts equal. Here's my take on it. I think that much of our politics right now in presidential elections focus on battleground states. What's Florida want? What's Missouri want? What's Ohio want? Rather than what is best for the United States of America. And Republicans, Democrats alike do it. I don't like the idea of flyover states and battleground states, and I think this is one area of reform. But we do have an expert on that joining us in the 10 o'clock hour, and I'll make a note of asking your question about that.
I'm certainly going to stay around and listen, but I think a better effort towards reform would be going back to, instead of popular elections of senators, putting the appointment of senators back to state legislators.
Yeah, that's, we've drifted a lot of ways from what the Founding Fathers envisioned. That'd be one for sure. Sid, appreciate the call. Chad, Oaks, North Dakota, let's go to you next. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, I was just going to mention why Obama doesn't want the Keystone Pipeline to go through. It was because Buffett and him are buddies, and Buffett's buddy with the governor in Nebraska. And who's going to make the most money if the pipeline does not go through? Buffett, because he owns the railroads. So pretty easy to see he's just being backed by Obama's just doing it for money.
Yeah, I've heard that theory a lot. It's hard to argue with it, knowing that you have a huge supporter in Obama and Warren Buffett. He is obviously Berkshire Hathaway, which owns BNSF, which certainly would benefit from lack of pipelines. No question about that. One funny note, I guess it was back in, late December, early January, something like that, right after the BNSF rail incident at Castleton. Warren Buffett bought some money at Berkshire Hathaway through Warren, and Warren Buffett announced a big investment in a pipeline company. It was one of Conoco's, if I recall correctly. Pipeline company.
Yep.
Where you kind of thought, oh, we see the writing on the wall there all of a sudden, don't we? I think that belongs in the camp of reasons to be a little suspicious of why this delay continues to happen. There's also a fella by the name of Tom Steyer, I think is how you say his name. He's a big environmental activist out of California, venture capital guy, made a bunch of money on green energy. He has vowed to spend $100 million in the upcoming election to either elect Democrats that are against the Keystone XL pipeline or defeat Democrats that are for it. And, you have obviously a lot of hand-wringing going on the Democratic side because of Obamacare, wondering, hey, the liberal base is going to be a little depressed and down and not on fire. And, of course, energy vibrancy among a particular group of folks can make a big difference in election and swing things going one way or the other. And the battle for the Senate will be up this November. And so the theory is by this decision, you could potentially push it past the election and have this $100 million come at, folks that support the president on it. But I think one of the things Senator Hovind's talking about, Chad, is a vote in Congress as a time to do this. You think now's the time to go there?
Well, I think he kind of just, I was hoping Hovind to do a little more when he got out east there. But he just needs to really step up to the plate, I think, and push some of these issues for North Dakota.
He said in his statement, the American people support the Keystone XL pipeline by a margin of 3-1. The U.S. Congress is on record supporting the project, declaring it in the national interest. I'll continue to work with my colleagues to approve this important energy project congressionally rather than let the president defeat it with endless delays. And there is legislation to do that now.
I hope they get going on it. Because Canada, they'll just go, figure a different way to do it, and then we'll have nothing.
Exactly right. So let's try to find the actual piece of legislation. Yeah, here it is. The Northern Route Approval Act, co-sponsored by Congressman Kevin Cramer, passed by the House of Representatives in May of 2013, almost a year ago, would approve the project and allow construction to move forward, yet to be considered in the Senate. So there's the problem. Harry Reid, right? Heidi Heitkamp, blistering statement, too. So once again, we're hearing more delays and more uncertainty over the Keystone XL pipeline. It's absolutely ridiculous. This well over five-year-long process is continuing for an undetermined amount of time. Chad, appreciate the call. Thanks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Phone numbers 800-550-701-258-0550 studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A lot of opinions on the Keystone XL pipeline decision on our Facebook page. Posted something on Friday when the decision was made, and a lot of you have interesting theories on this. So appreciate all that. We always defer to our listeners on different suggestions of guest to have on the program, and Tom DeWeese is one a listener out in Valley City suggested recently when we were talking about the standoff in Nevada with the at the Bundy Ranch out there. And somebody said, you've got to get Tom DeWeese on from the American Policy Center, who can talk about what's really at issue here, private property rights. And so we took that listener's suggestion. We scheduled Tom, who joins us now, to talk a little bit about this. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing well, Chris. Thank you.
Good. My name's Scott, actually. Chris is my producer.
Sorry.
That's all right. But the questions you'll get will be from me, Scott, and also from Todd. And we welcome calls from our listeners as well at 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. First of all, your take on the on the situation in Nevada. What's happening there, in your view?
Well, this is a culmination of something that's been going on with ranchers out in the West for several years. The federal government has been moving to deplete the number of cattle that they are allowed to have on their ranches, to move them off of their ranches. People say, why do they want to do that? It's a very complicated issue, but the back in 1992, the United Nations had a program called the Earth Summit, and about 50,000 people attended that summit, and about 179 world leaders were there, including George H.W. Bush, and they signed several agreements. One of the things that came out of there was called the Biodiversity Treaty, and the Biodiversity Treaty called for the rewilding of 50% of all the land in every state. You say, well, how do you do that? And what it means is you herd people off of those lands by using rules and regulations to make it probably impossible for them to live there. That's what the BLM has been doing to ranchers out there. Clive Bundy is the last of 52 other ranchers have been removed from the land out there one way or another, and he's the last one left.
What do they want to do with the land?
Well, that's the interesting thing. They tell you over and over again, this is to protect the environment. It was going to protect the tortoises out there, that the cattle couldn't live with the tortoises, which is completely bogus because they've been doing that for decades. But it's interesting to note that there's an organization called ENN Energy Group, and this is a Chinese company. There's a program, a government program called EB-5. EB-5 is a program for immigrants. If they can put up at least $500,000 and start company in this country that creates at least 10 American jobs. This is very complicated too. But the then they can get visas for themselves, for their family, and so forth. Well, this has been going on all over the country, but ENN Energy Group has focused on putting a solar energy farm, a wind farm, there in the very area where Clive Bundy's ranch is and these other 52 ranchers. And interestingly enough, the person who represents ENN in all of its negotiations is a gentleman named Rory Reed. He's the son of Harry Reed. And Harry Reed has been involved in these EB-5 visa programs for several years and has actually made a lot of money off of them. So you put all those pieces together, you begin to figure out why such an incredible force, use of force coming together to try to, you know, knock this rancher off of his ranch.
So in this case, the biodiversity would be what? Rather than cattle grazing, solar panels?
Yeah, it's interesting because this line of environmentalism seems to really hate cows. They're always trying to get us to stop eating beef and to stop the grazing of cows. They say that cow flatulence is causing global warming, which there's actually no evidence of that whatsoever. But that's one of the arguments. So. They're always talking about the cattle are damaging the environment out in the rangelands out there. But I know a lot of ranchers, and these people understand the environment better than any government agent I've ever come up against. And they know how to take care of it, and it's not about that at all. They use the environment as the excuse because it's a good emotional issue, and they can get people to accept what they're saying. But when you get down to the facts of it and look at it, you find usually there's some money involved, there's some power involved, and that's what we're finding in this situation.
Okay, but a treaty is not something that the BLM should be enforcing unless the Congress of the United States says, hey, BLM, change what you're doing, right? So how can a treaty, which usually is something, some utopian grand scam, grand plan that gets discussed and debated in, academic centers and at the United Nations, but, doesn't actually make it to the halls of power. How is it they're able to take their utopia and get it implemented?
Well, it worked this way. The interesting to note that the biodiversity treaty was never ratified by the U.S. Senate. So after that was, the vote was taken to table it, the Clinton administration got together, had a cabinet meeting, and they discussed this treaty, and it was decided at that meeting that 60% to 80% of that treaty could be implemented without it being ratified, just by changing certain rules and regulations through the administration, through the government, and things that were already funded. They just a little word here, a little word there, they could make it all work. And it just became the process, the policy of the federal government. And so in the end, it's not the biodiversity treaty that's doing this, although that was the guideline. It is the policies of the federal government.
Don in Newtown has a question or comment for us here on What's on Your Mind today. We're chatting with Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center, one of the nation's leading advocates of individual liberty, free enterprise, and private property rights. Don, go ahead. What's your comment?
Yes, sir. I was listening to your program, and I had a similar situation happen to me in Montana. I bought a small 20-acre plot way up on the top of a mountain range, had plans on putting a little cabin up there. And as I went to go through paying my taxes, I noticed it was all written under grazing land. And I called the tax assessor and said, why this is all forest? Why is it under grazing? Well, years and years ago, a rancher had bought up all that land and wrote it all under grazing, got some permit to do so, and after he had sold all these property things out, BLM bought up a big chunk of it. Well, he would still let his cattle come through. I had no problem with that whatsoever. And then when the rancher finally sold out and BLM stepped in, they ended up selling a bunch of properties to some of their buddies, I guess you would call, down the line. And they made me and a few other property owners change all of our properties over to forestry, which raised our taxes up through the roof to own our small little plots up there, but yet they kept all of theirs under grazing. And when we made a big stink about it, the few ranchers that were still being allowed to have their cattle up there, all the property, we were all made to fence our property off so these cattle couldn't go through there. So it kind of became like a Bundy situation where it didn't make headlines, but a numerous amount of people got together and fought against it. And we kind of lost that fight for several years until we started getting a hold of the right people in news organizations, and they made a little bit of a stink over it and changed it and allowed the cattle to come back through to our properties. But we had to sign a waiver allowing the cattle to come through. Even though there wasn't much up there in the woods that they could graze on, we really didn't care. And I got kind of another thing going on is now that I'm down here in North Dakota working, I actually work at a oil hub. And on this Keystone Pipeline thing you're talking about, it is just ridiculous that they're not letting us put that in place. They plan on putting a big tank farm out here where I'm working right now. And it's ridiculous that these railroads have so much control over this, and they won't let that Keystone Pipeline come in and boost our economy by putting more men and women to work.
Don, a lot to unpack there, but maybe Tom, you want to take some of his points on his situation in Montana, what he faced on Common?
Sure. No, it's very common. That's the problem. And you know, when you begin to face regulations and rules and people enforcing things that just don't make any common sense. You're trying to figure out why is this, why is that. That's usually when you find out you've got a problem. Bundy had been running this ranch and grazing his cattle since before the BLM was established in 1946. And all of a sudden, this agency comes along and starts to try to tell these ranchers how they're to run their ranches. And as the ranchers tried to work with them, the BLM kept changing the rules, and they didn't hold up to the agreements that they were making. And that's when Bundy stopped paying his fees. You know, he says, you can't tell. They were trying to tell him that he had to reduce the number of cattle on his ranch to the point that he couldn't make a living. And he says, it's not my obligation to agree to you to put myself out of business. And that's when he refused to keep paying these fees, and the fight ensued. So, these kind of regulations have just absolutely devastated the ranching industry. It's devastated the timber industry. And when you begin to look at the reasons, of course, they always use environmental reasons. It's always the excuse. But you find that there's more of a political process involved here, and as I said before, it usually ends up in somebody getting their pockets filled or more power. But when it doesn't make any sense, then you need to take a look at it and figure out why.
Don, appreciate the call. Certainly with you on the Keystone XL pipeline too, and I think it's more about the politics of who it is that opposes the Keystone XL pipeline than it is railroads necessarily that are standing in the way. But there's plenty of smelly stuff here, without question. Thanks, Don. Appreciate it. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Tom DeWeese. I wanted to have you address it. We haven't heard a lot of this, but some folks say, Tom, that Clive Bundy and the group in Nevada have given the ranchers that are law-abiding that pay their grazing fees a bad name. Give you a chance to address that when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You there, driving the rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit Nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
To in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, home of the new ET Ag Center now. That's right. Have you been there to check that out? It's really neat. They have application training. They have an on-site retail store now with like 50,000 sprayer parts. I mean, the spray tips, the pumps, the hoses, the fittings, the valves, the works, 50,000 different parts on hand. And by the way, if you come in and by chance they don't have what you need, by the way, these are also for not just Apache sprayers, but also other sprayers as well. They'll have it shipped direct to your door in a day or two, so you can get it quick either way. That's the new ET Ag Center at the High Plains Apache location near you. They are in Mandan, right across Maine from Bonanza there, and East Side Court in Mandan and Fargo as well. And they have precision ag training areas now where you can learn more about application, so check them out. And HighPlainsApache.com, the website, HighPlainsApache.com, or call them, 701-663-2375 in Mandan, 701-297-6464 in Fargo. Back with our conversation with Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. Your questions or comments are welcome for Tom at this telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're talking about the standoff in Nevada, the ranch, and how that just ties to a bigger battle over private property rights and how this links back to, I don't know, who's the grand visionary behind these treaties? Agenda 21 is the umbrella in which all these fall underneath, are they not, Tom?
Yeah, the Agenda 21 is what it says. It's an agenda for the 21st century, a blueprint for changing how humans live, really, is what its goal is. And it's put together by over 1,000 non-governmental organizations like the Sierra Club and the Nature Conservancy and others. And, you know, they have their own private agendas of how they want human settlements to be. And that's what Agenda 21 is really about. It affects every aspect of our lives. And part of that is kind of herding people into these stack and pack cities, mega cities, and getting people off of rural areas. And I know that sounds outlandish, but as you look at these policies, and I've been working on it for 20 years, you see this step by step by step. How do they do that? Well, the situation in Nevada is a prime example. They make it impossible for you to live there, and eventually you have to leave, and then they've achieved their goal.
And private property rights are a roadblock to their grand agenda, right?
They do get in their way, and they have to find ways to get around that. And, you know, here's the case with the BLM that's setting up all kinds of regulations that make it difficult for someone to live there and to run their businesses. And they have a term. When they finally get you to leave the property, maybe they'll buy the property from you or someone else will. They call you a willing seller. I've always described a willing seller as somebody who crawls out from under the pile, beaten to a pulp, saying, okay, that's a willing seller. And I think anybody who's lived out in these areas and has experienced the kind of incredible intimidation and pressure that a lot of property owners have gone through, just like your last caller, they would understand what I'm talking about there.
Here's a call from a listener who came in during the break as well.
This is Randy, and in Ray, the subject that you're talking about right now, the Bundy Ranch, I heard that the Waltons, a.k.a. Walmart, were behind this to the tune of $400,000 behind Harold Reed, and that was a major news story of probably about a week ago, and I will never step foot in Walmart again. Thank you so much.
I assume he meant Harry Reid. He said Harold Reid, but are you aware of any Walmart connection to this?
I haven't heard anything that this solar energy farm is the thing that has really the reports I've gotten. I've gotten several on that, but I've never heard anything about Walmart coming in there.
I mentioned before the break, a few calls we've had have said the Bundys are giving law-abiding ranchers who pay their grazing fees a bad name. What do you say to... What do you say to folks that say, really, this is about the Bundys losing in court time and time again, and if they pay their fees, none of this would have happened?
No, I don't agree with that, and I work with a lot of ranchers. I have for the last 20 years over the over these issues, and I haven't met one yet who would take that position. I mean, obviously there are people who let's just get along, let's get this done. But the problem is, with these government regulations, with the way the BLM operates, it's almost an outlaw agency, then you pay your fees and you try to get along, and eventually they're going to change the rules on you. They're going to push you back a little bit more and a little bit more. I mean, that's exactly the situation with Bundy. He's not accused of any criminal conduct because there's no law that gives the BLM police authority in Nevada. But what he's engaged in here is a property dispute with a federal agency that has overstepped its authority. And, you know, as he said, you can't deal with these people. They keep changing the rules. And so, you know, that's what's really at the root of this. If you continue to allow them to push you that way, pretty soon you won't be there. And I think the overwhelming number of ranchers realize this, and you saw them coming to his aid when I mean, for crying out loud, a property dispute, where do they need to bring in all that military hardware to do that? Why is that necessary? Why didn't they just come out and put handcuffs on him and take him in? He wasn't aiming guns at them.
Maybe it's a message to be sent to others. Mike in Aberdeen has a question for our guest, Tom DeWeese. We're going to keep you through the break here. Tom, hang tight. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, folks. Stay close.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Trunk Wash, now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and two heated bays. Do folks need to call ahead, Megan?
Absolutely not. It's first come, first serve, but please call us for wait times. Our phone number is 701-628-1550.
How's things going?
Very well. We've been getting busy now that spring has sprung. As you had mentioned, we are starting to get busier and busier every day.
The North Dakota Truck Wash on the Truck Bypass south of Senex, Stanley. Come on in.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.